unless revised by the Planning Commission. Number one would be compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two would be compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Three, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to issuance of a certificate of compliance. Four, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Five, the residence located at 141 Monte Cristo Drive shall accommodate or sleep no more than maximum occupancy. The maximum occupancy for a nightly rental shall be two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Six, the 141 Monte Cristo Drive vacation rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, this permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Seven, the current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in the Taney County Planning Office. Eight, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Anybody got any questions? For Tom?
Did you receive a letter from the assessor's office asking how many nights you do?
I did, yes. We've averaged 43 nights a year for the last however many years we've had it. I would note there was one error on what Scott read. I think it said that we removed friends of friends, and we've never removed anybody from our property. I think it should have read we rent to friends of friends.
Oh, okay. I read that two or three times, and I thought, well, I guess that's what he wanted. I was just reading your application.
Yeah, and I may have had it wrong in the application, but yeah, we've never removed anybody. But we just rent to friends, and then friends of those friends, most of those friends of our friends have been to our property with our friends, and then they've come back because they stayed there with our friends.
So. Anybody got any questions for Tom? Nope.
Okay.
Thanks, Tom. Dave Lambertson.
Well, good evening, commissioners. What I expected to do in my retirement, but we sold our big house out in Dogwood Estates off of T Highway about 3 years ago. So we wanted to downsize. We moved over to Branson Creek, and we moved in there. Nobody told us it was going to be nightly rentals. Why would I buy a property if I knew a nightly rental would be right next door to me? It's no fun to have people coming and going all the time. We had people there last night up till midnight, running up and down the stairs, having a big barbecue in the driveway, drinking. When you drink, you get loud. And when they go out on the deck of these properties, our master bedroom is right there next to their deck over here, so all the noise comes in. So we've also had people, when we were gone, we come back home, the kids were out playing with water guns. They left our water on the outside for 3 days in a row. They've broken our lights in front. We had a blue herring statue. The kids were throwing rocks at it. I thought that would be fun. I have to go over to the property next door, knock on the door, and say, this is what your boys did. She brought her boys over. I got to reprimand them. This is not my kind of retirement. It's a residential, single-family home. I'm a real estate broker. It's affecting the prices in our area. We've had several people sell their homes recently below market value. They practically gave their houses away to move in different areas of Branson and Taney County area. It's not fair to them. It's not fair to us. It's causing traffic issues. It's causing overcrowding at our clubhouses. And it's not fair to the Branson Area Lakes Lodging Association, where you have people here who built businesses. They belong to chambers. They attract visitors to our area. They pay the fees. They pay the taxes. They collect them. They help Taney County. And it's you're affecting their bottom line by tens of thousands of dollars. And the folks that live in Branson Creek, the retirees, they came here to retire and to enjoy the retirement. They're not enjoying the retirement anymore, thanks to you guys who are approving all these nightly permits. Over 25, my understanding is, are going to be approved in our area. That's like 20% of the homes are going to be nightly rentals. It's decimating our area. Now, we're going to have to move. Is that fair? I don't think so. So I would hope you take in consideration that we're actual people here who work, shop, pay taxes. We volunteer for things and charities in the area. We go to church here. We're not out-of-area investors. Most of these investors in our area, they're from Texas, California. They're from Oklahoma. They're from Kansas. They're from Arkansas. They're from Iowa. They don't reinvest their profits here. So it's beyond me why you approve these nightly rentals and not take care of the people who actually live here in the area. So that's all I have to say. Thank you. Yes.
How long have you lived there?
Almost 3 years now.
3 years.
Yeah. It's like we can't stand the noise. I mean, these people are coming here just to have fun. I understand that. We're not mean-spirited people in Branson Creek. They're great people. We walk the neighborhood every day. And everybody comes out and talks to us and says hi to us. And they're wonderful people. But it's decimating the area. And it's, you know, one or two wasn't bad. But when you throw 20 or 25 in there, it changes the whole complexion of the neighborhood and the quality of life. So that's what all I had to say. I didn't want to have to do this in my retirement. But I'm getting tired of it. I don't want to have to sell my house and move. And the guy next door, by the way, is renting his. He's not fully compliant yet. There's no firewalls, so if there was a fire next door, we do have concerns for our safety. If we leave our house, we don't know who's next door to us. So, again, thank you for...
How long did you live on T
Highway? Huh?
How long did you live on T Highway?
About 7 years. We lived in Dogwood Estates.
Where before that?
Out of California. My brother lived here in the area. We came here, we fell in love with the people, and we sold our big house, and we looked at each other, we just can't leave this area because we just love the people here. We love our church here. We love how everybody is so friendly here and everybody gets along. And the neighborhood we live in now, I'm telling you, we walk that neighborhood and if people invite us. You guys need thirsty, you need to use the bathroom in our house. It's just a real nice neighborhood, but it's changed over the last year, actually the last 2 years, because more and more nightly rentals have been coming in. So it does change the complexion of the neighborhood. I'm sorry, but it does. So I have nothing against these folks back here. There's a lot of nice folks, and they seem to be handling things different than everybody else is. But if you open that door, then everybody else seems to come through it. So, anyway, thank you for your time, gentlemen.
Thank you. Susan Smith.
I'm Susan Smith. I'm a permanent resident at Branson Creek. I just want to tell you a little bit about our neighborhood. There's approximately 103 platted single-family homes. There are 8 widows that live there. There's 2 residents that are undergoing chemo treatment right now, and the rest are retired or semi-retired. And the last thing they ever wanted to do was to move out here and be surrounded by nightly rentals. 9 permanent residents within the villas share a common wall with a nightly rental. These villas are not soundproof. It's always been an understanding between the residents to be respectful of the adjacent neighbor. The villas were built for limited occupancy, primarily to 2 to 3 people. And I have a floor plan that I brought to show you guys what the model units look like. Because most of the applicants have been saying these are 3-bedroom villas, that there is the model of every villa in our subdivision. And you can see there are only 2 bedrooms. And the picture behind that is a picture of how they're utilizing their loft. They're putting 3 to 4 beds in the loft just to accommodate 10 to 12 people. And that already is against your guidance code. I just wanted you to see that floor plan. You've been very much deceived. Also, we've attended all of these hearings since February the 21st, And in my opinion, it seems like no matter what facts we present, the majority of you seem to be in favor of allowing the nightly rentals. And I just want to know, has anybody had the privilege to live next to a nightly rental? It's a nightmare. Scott, I'm going to quote this. Tell me if I'm wrong. You made the comment that most of these violations are covenant restrictions and you, the P&Z, cannot enforce. Is that true?
If it's a covenant violation, okay. No.
But in your guidance code, it states that the local representative shall serve as the initial contact person pertaining to noise, disturbance, or nuisance. And our HOA remains silent when it comes to nightly rentals. On May the 15th, permit number 17-16, the final vote on the nightly rental was denied. Some of the reasons that you gave, and I quote, there was a large percentage of the neighborhood here at that hearing that night. Another commissioner said, hate not to take into account the concerns of those that live there. Another commissioner said, neighbors need to be listened to. At the February hearing, we had almost 50 people here, plus numerous people spoke against nightly rentals. So why weren't we heard? You deny one nightly rental in one community, but you approve over 20 in our neighborhood. So how do you endorse 20-plus nightly rentals to be compatible within our neighborhood? 141 Monte Cristo is just the next one in the line to get approval, and this has to stop. I believe that we share the same covenants, and nowhere in there does it mention nightly rentals. He said that he's been renting since April of 2011, so why did he not acquire a special use permit in 2011? The guidance code was amended in November of 2009, outlining the process. And I would just like to make a correction. During the May 15th hearing, one of the commissioners said there is at least one already on Monte Cristo. That is not true. There is not one single rental on Monte Cristo. I have some pictures here. I sent this in to Scott, and when I went on the website, my email was not attached. So I do not know if you received my pictures. So I would like to give those to you.
I can address that. Our email was down for about 2 days, and the packets were out.
That's fine.
Mike took them, but I gave it to him tonight, okay. Just so you...
Well, I just wanted them to see him.
Nope, that's fine.
That first picture is of an avalanche truck that is parked at 141 Monte Cristo, and I think you can see it's depicted a little bit better than Beacon. It shows how narrow and the slope of the driveway.
Let me interrupt you a minute. Come up here. Can you come up here, please? No, you.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not you.
I'm sorry.
I thought you were looking at me awful funny. I'm trying to talk to you.
Sorry.
This picture here, is this it here?
This is a common picture that is posted on Sunset Nightly Rentals of all of their rentals. It not necessarily is this one. But see, here's the lofts right here. Not every one of the units has a loft. But this is the model of all the units. No. This is not 141. This is just how some of them utilize their lofts.
But they put, how big is that loft? It don't say. That I can see.
10 by approximately 26. Approximately 260 square feet varies per unit. No access out of that thing. There is no access other than the stairway. Those windows do not, they're not operational.
They do not.
In case of a fire, there is no way to get out if the stairway is blocked.
Okay, thank you.
They're just there for looks. That's the sad part about it, because if you're up there.
Okay, go ahead with your finisher. Okay.
The first picture in that packet is a picture I took recently of a truck, and you can see that it's parked in his driveway, and it shows more of how steep the slope is. And that second picture is a rock